The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the same old song. You gotta be somewhere at some time.
David Burke music, we love that. David and Al talking about favorite rock and rollers. Hey, it's Piscopo in the Morning. Hey, good morning, good morning. How are you? David Burke, live and local, right in New York, New York. David, you're the best. First of all, welcome. You're running, you're going just wild. Where'd you come in from, dare I ask?
Fort Lee.
Yeah, Fort Lee.
You know, I was up in Saratoga this week, and I was in Mohonk.
Yeah, Mohonk.
Mohonk in New Paltz.
Mohonk, man.
Mountain House.
You just ripping it up. Woodpecker and, opens June 14th. I saw that.
No,
June
12th.
The June 12th.
June 14th is Garden City Hotel.
Already the Garden City Hotel?
Yeah. So, yesterday, so, beautiful.
Too funny that I'm in Washington, and then so they go, okay, we're going to the Trump Hotel after we drop by the White House event Friday. So I go, oh, let's go. So, of course, they're BLT Prime. I had no idea. This is like... You're a very humble guy. This is gorgeous. So I go in. I go, I'm a personal friend of David Burke, you know. But you know what was nice? The staff was great.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, they all waved in the back.
Yeah.
I made sure, I said, do you mind? I said to all your managers,
sure.
They were great. I should know the name of your guys up front, whoever they were. We went upstairs.
Jim Forsyth.
And I went over, shook hands to everybody, and they were great. Then when they ordered some at the Trump Hotel, when you're in that beautiful, glorious lobby.
Right.
I mean, that really is one of the glorious hotels.
One of the best.
They bring your food from the restaurant out to the lobby.
Oh, yeah.
So they had the bacon things in the lobby.
Yeah.
Like that. That's when I called you.
Yeah.
And you call right back.
Yeah, so the lobby, it's just a beautiful building. So on the holidays, like Father's Day that's coming up, the whole lobby is set up and Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter, and all that. We work together, and we do a great buffet. But on Father's Day down there, we're doing recipe at BLT Prime by David Burke. We're doing recipes from our forefathers.
Oh, that's great.
George Washington, Jefferson. Some of them were real gourmands.
That is great.
Yeah, so we dug up some old recipes.
They had gourmands? What did you say?
Gourmands.
Oh, I thought it was gourmands.
Well, Jefferson was the ambassador to France. So he basically
had a lot of gourmands
with the French culture and the food and kind of brought some of
that. Let me ask, before we get to the food here, and we have an array of incredible cuisine here, how do you make the deal with the Trump organization? I mean, you're starting out, you want to do a restaurant. This takes a couple of years down in Washington.
Well, that was a very complicated situation when that happened, because somebody else was in there who decided to bail out, and they contacted the CEO, Jimmy Haber, of BLT, who has a BLT at the Doral with Trump already. So there was a relationship existing.
Uh-huh.
And I had just joined BLT at the time as a consultant. And so, you know, timing just worked out. And we actually, it was a great opening. Very difficult to open the hotel and the restaurant. Any hotel opening is very difficult, especially a grandiose one like this. And especially with all the pressure of the... You know, the hotel opened
and he
in
was,
September before the election.
He wasn't, when it opened, I can't remember. No, he was still candidate Trump, right?
Yeah.
So, but it was a big thing because he came in.
It was a big deal. Yeah. It was
what was that, a post office? A gigantic
post office? It was the old post office.
Beautiful.
Oh, it's a structure.
But you put some granite, like marble.
Ivanka designed the whole thing.
What, really?
Yeah.
Just beautiful. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
To die for. And so, and thanks for calling back. So what do you got? Now I'm looking at a big bowl of beautiful, but it looks like.
I had to bring, you know what? I had to bring you some pasta.
This looks like pasta. It looks like kind of that you can make.
You got to understand.
What kind of pasta is this? It looks like you can make a lasagna with this. What is it?
It is lasagna, but it's handkerchiefs, we call it. We make the pasta.
Look at this.
We roll out the sheets. We put in fresh leaves and stretch it out like an imprint. I'm going to get you one. Look, and then I have squid ink, little squid ink stripes in there. You can see.
Is that what that is?
You see
squid
that?
Ink, yeah. That's squid,
squid ink and leaves.
Oh, my
and
God.
So it's basically a calamari lobster lasagna with
this
a fresh ricotta and basil.
Great. Look
and,
at that.
And that's Frank's on the Tavern 62's new menu.
This is one of those days where people could see the video online and hear it on the radio.
Yeah,
I
but,
wish we could translate the smell. It has never smelled this good in here.
Yeah, that's like a lobster lasagna.
It's a light, very light. So it's not layers of cheese and eggs and meat sauce. It's made to a la minute, which is at the last minute. The sheets are cooked separate, and we just build it. We build the lasagna on the plate.
A la minute.
A la minute, last minute.
Aspetta minute, like my grandmother would say to me. Wait a minute.
And
wait
this
a
is a nice... these are oysters with peach vinegar.
Look, your presentation is quite spectacular.
Well,
we have oysters around
spoon,
in a circle.
We charge extra for the plastic.
In the middle, there is like, I guess,
the
cocktail sauce with a spoon in it. And then what is this?
That's the peach vinegar. Peaches.
In another little container.
With black pepper. Well, that's that. Classically, the French eat the oysters with vinegar, not cocktail sauce.
It's a bowl.
Cocktail sauce is an American thing.
It's a bowl, and inside the bowl is actually these beautiful, beautiful oysters with the cocktail sauce in the middle and this vinegar sauce on the end. Look at this. Look at this. Oysters. Albert, you're going to dig in here?
Oysters with peach mignonette.
Unbelievable.
And so this I thought you'd like because I know you keep healthy.
Yeah, trying, man. I'm trying.
It's called broccamole.
What, broccamole. I love it. It's got three broccoli stalks.
They're called mops.
And they are
mops.
And you have shrimps hooked on the broccoli.
So what you do
broccoli that's sticking
it's
up
it's guacamole
in the...
without the carbs.
Oh my gosh.
You use the broccoli as a mop to get your guacamole, and we have shrimp cocktail attached.
Where do you serve this now?
At Tavern 62 and Woodpecker.
Yeah,
that's one of our signature, and that'll go. That's kind of becoming my one of my summer salads.
What now? The
raw, the crunchy veggie, soft guacamole.
Yeah.
It's just a nice for me to serve. Guac and chips, I can't do it because our restaurants are too high-end.
And it
doesn't fit the theme. But to take the broccoli, sometimes we sprinkle toasted quinoa. In this case, I use some pickled fruits. All seasonal, fresh, help easily to digest, and fun.
When you pickle a fruit, and with the preparation in the kitchen, you know where that pickle fruit is going. You know the destination of that fruit. Or do you just generally just pickle fruit and then say, I'll throw it in?
We pickle fruits... for their use. Some people pickle fruits for use in the future.
Right.
Canning and pickling
is
preserving. We're cooking it. We're pickling to use it the next week or day. We're not storing it.
So we
know why we're pickling. At the end of the season, when we have peaches are going out of season, we might get two cases, pickle them, and put them in storage. But New York City, we have no storage. We just can't. We're not in the collection business.
Yeah, plus
we want to buy and sell.
But the turnover is so quick that, I mean...
Yeah, but we the volume and this, so we want to be as seasonal as possible anyway.
How do you get this thin lasagna? Where do you get this thin lasagna?
We make that.
You could make it this thin like that. You make this pasta?
A really heavy guy
you make
with
the
a
pasta.
Rolling pin. We make everything.
You hang everything? You hang the pasta and dry it?
We don't hang it like the old school. Board of Health. It's against, we can't do that anymore.
No, you can't hang it like
old
days?
No, look, we made this.
Look at this. Look at this. Now, David has a little container.
See the leaves in there?
A little rectangle container.
See, that's
and he's
a
showing
parsley
me the
leaf,
thin lasagna.
And that's a chive.
Look at the camera. So you have a flat, about a square of lasagna, very thin.
Wow.
This is microscopically thin. I've never seen lasagna this thin, yet there's lines in it. What are the lines now?
We painted squid ink, and basil, parsley, and chives
are within that lasagna.
It looks like wallpaper, right?
You could sell this lasagna at the store, David.
Oh yeah,
that's what you're thinking of doing.
David
Burke's lasagnas.
I
love it. If you had the time, where you could go now? I would buy this.
David Burkapo.
Burkapo, come on! This is spectacular, man. Thin like
but
this.
But now this, we can add our own flavors. This cooks in 30 seconds.
Yeah, I can see.
As we roast our lobster to cook our calamari, then we assemble it.
Yeah, you put it
so
on.
So now, we can just do it without the lasagna. Because to make lasagna in a restaurant, I love lasagna. But we don't, you pack it, you bake it, you chill it, you cut it.
Yeah.
And all that. This is a little bit, it's a fresher, more modern version. But
Who starts this? Who's the guy in the back? You got to show
me. We have
that.
A guy in the morning, comes at 6 o'clock. His name is Constantino. His name's Tino. And he does all our butchery, this is what we call special prep.
Yeah.
He does the crab cakes, the raviolis, the pastas.
He's making the pasta with the flour, the semolina,
puts it all together.
And then he lays it out.
He rolls it out. Before you roll out your thinner layer, you got to keep going gradually to get it thin. Then he folds in the herbs and the squid ink, and it stretches it out like an imprint.
That's insane.
Like Play-Doh.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like that's like an artwork.
Oh, no,
like
everything we do is, you know, we need experts.
Hey, tell me, Woodpecker opens with June 12th, you're telling
me,
man.
Yeah, Woodpecker, we got a great review by Gail Green. Thank you,
Gail Green. Oh, whoa, this is great, man.
That was our first really...
Beautiful restaurant, by the way. And your chef, I love your chef.
Carmine.
You know what he says to me? He goes, sometimes David will call me on the road to chat with him. He calls me on the road. So you check in with your chefs arbitrarily like that.
Oh, I have to call them every day.
Like your pals. I mean, I love this.
Oh, yeah, it's like, hey, how's this going? What are we going to do with this? And it's also, as a chef and a person that oversees several properties, Carmine helps me. Oh. We got to, it's like we're the HR department, too.
Yeah.
And we're also, we're therapists. We're all kinds of stuff, you know. We're bail bondsmen. It's like a guy gets arrested. I need him that bad. I'm like, no problem. Get over here.
No, I've got you out. I got you covered.
No
Who
problem.
Is that? That's my boss. I'm the chef. Hey,
here's another spring.
Oh, look at this.
Smoked salmon tureen, like a pate.
All right, let me explain it. This is so you have a nice dish, and then you've got a nice square of salmon. What is that? It looks like it's painted on the top. What is it?
It's layers of salmon in a bread mold that we call it a tureen, and in between is we melt cream cheese and yogurt and arugula and spinach, and it's a pretty, and you eat that with toast or bagel chips.
That's
it's
on
called
top.
A No, that's like a smoked salmon pate, except it's not processed with pork and fat. It's just it's a different way to eat smoked salmon instead
of slices.
This is
sensational. This is unbelievable. This is your creation.
Yeah,
you think it is.
Yeah,
and then you.
That's what I do. That's what
but when it comes to fruition, it must be so exciting for you. But you only do one.
No, what's really exciting is telling a young cook about what we're going to do and getting them excited.
Yeah.
I want you to make this.
Yeah.
And I let them do it, and when they see how good it comes out, they're like. Yeah, because that's what they do. They work for peanuts for years. They're like apprentices.
You listen to opera? you listen to opera? You seem like such a creative guy.
Oh, I should try.
Yeah.
I've met a couple opera singers at my...
Yeah, but you have.
One sang for my mother, 80th birthday.
No, really?
Down at Thrift.
You seem like such a...
An opera guy?
Well, just like an... Passionate to be creative.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I've never heard that, but I'm gonna.
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna say thank you. I think it's coming.
It is. No, you're like an artist. You're like a performance artist with all this. Now I hold. Look at this. Look at this. This has got this. But a beautiful. This is a beautiful.
That's made out of salt. That plate, not a salt brick, but there's salt in that plate.
See,
I just bought those.
Wait a minute. So this beautiful plate, I was just going to compliment you on. This isn't like Wayfair online or Walmart.
No.
It's
a stone plate that's got salt folded in and
that's
baked in.
That's beautiful.
I didn't know that when I bought it. I like it. It's a very heavy, nice plate.
And what are these, pork chops here?
Lamb.
Lamb.
Aged lamb.
Lamb chops.
Try that.
Lamb chops, a little sausage on the side.
It's lamb sausage. Like,
and what is that underneath?
Today's National Ketchup Day.
Oh, that's me. That's me, man.
I was going to segue into that after you said the Trump
that.
Hotel.
Is that? So that's ketchup there.
This is a different kind of ketchup. This is called honey chup.
Ooh.
Honey ketchup.
Oh, this is good, man. And what is that underneath there? That's like
couscous.
Like couscous right there.
Like
with onion rings on the top. Yeah. Look at that. That
Curry
looks sensational.
That's another version of what's on our spring menu. And usually it's with a mint salad and herbs. I'm doing 90 miles an hour down the FDR trying to get here. Those leaves are somewhere on the highway.
Hey, officer, would you like a meal?
I said, I get pulled over. I'm like, I'm in my white coat. I'm like, you look like a guy that likes to eat.
That's the way to do it.
Now, what would you do if you handed him the plate? Hey, Henry, would you like a little something?
This was supposed to be a Joe show, but
what do you got? Made out of pepper.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. This looks like, what is this? I'm holding a plate up now.
Gavadille, I guess you would call it. Cavatelli.
Yeah, but and what did you put in there? It looks like you got...
Well, it's not as green as it should be, but...
That looks
asparagus, mushrooms, peas, and prosciutto.
And then what do you make?
Very simple summer dish.
Olive oil.
Olive oil?
Yeah.
Pecorino Romano, a little chili. Very simple.
This is sensational. I got to taste that. We got to taste
gotta
all
try
this
that.
Stuff. What else? We got more stuff.
Yeah. Hey, I bought this. Well, you know what it is? With that smoked salmon tureen, we serve knishes. I made knishes.
Get out of here, man.
This is a knish.
You put a knish with that. This is beautiful, man.
But I wanted you to taste three ketchups I made for
for National Ketchup Day.
One is ketchup comes from China, believe it or not.
Of course, they make everything.
Yeah, they were there first.
Made in China. Wait, ketchup is made in China?
It was in the 1600s. And then the Italians took it over in 1800s. I guess when they stole spaghetti, they took the ketchup.
I'm a ketchup freak. Is it bad? I saw...
No.
You know what I mean? I woke up Sunday with my son, and I make the scrambled eggs. and I drench it in ketchup. And then I see online immediately thereafter, the worst thing you could do for breakfast is to put ketchup on your eggs. Is
but there who says that?
Thank you.
Ketchup is one of the best sauces in the world.
Thank
because,
you.
First of all, it's in 97% of every American household. No one can say that about any other product, really.
Yeah, it's true. And
so,
it's a vegetable,
so there's a reason.
According to Ronald
so that
Reagan.
Means, that means people like it. Yeah. Cod liver oil isn't in every house, right?
Right.
It has qualities for digestive aid. It has all the five flavor sensations, sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami, which makes it delicious. Should it be put on everything? Probably not, but it doesn't mean it's a bad sauce.
And
if it's a bad sauce, we're all making mistakes.
And you make this yourself.
Well, we make some ketchup ourselves. The honey chup we did, and then the Asian one. Some of them, because of timing, I blended. One of them's got sesame oil, soy sauce, and Asian ingredients. One of the things I do when I teach classes is I tell people to go home, open the refrigerator door, take the condiments out. Because everything that's on your door in your fridge you most likely like, you bought it.
Yeah,
and you mix some of them and you make the door sauce.
Oh,
make your own like house vinaigrette.
Great. That's great. I love
take
that.
Ketchup, mustard, pickled juice, sesame oil, and make your own little concoction. Put it back in one of the jars and use it for grilled fish, chicken for the summer, and call it like the Piscopo door sauce.
Yeah. This is good.
I love this, the Burke door sauce. And you know, and especially when you got a little bit left in each jar.
Rinse them out a little bit.
Bingo. And you, have some fun because you know what?
Yeah.
You never know.
Hey. So listen, so Tavern 62 is just off the charts, right? Shelly, welcome back from Italy, girl.
Hi.
I heard you drop my name. I heard you drop my name somewhere at a hotel.
I did. I was upgraded to a fabulous suite with a wraparound terrace.
Is that right? Jason, they thought I was the Piscopo of Italy. We're the Piscopo of the United of New Jersey, but that's okay. We'll take it. Welcome home. It's great. A great country. And thank you.
I got some gifts.
What do you got? What do you got, man? Let's take a look at this. We got. Look at this, David Burke.
I bought you some.
Are you kidding? We got like this is the Natural Chef Series Essential Cookware for Healthy Lifestyles 3-piece fried pan set. Look at this.
I figured I'd throw a commercial in, but no. I wanted to bring them for Father's Day.
Oh,
and let you know they're available.
Thank you.
If anyone wants a nice gift,
you can get David Burke Cookware.
Yeah.
David Burke
Cookware. Marshall's Home Goods, TJ Maxx, Tuesday mornings.
God, so mighty, man. You are just all.
But they're really good quality products at the right price.
Yeah.
And if you like to cook, these will make you feel younger and look prettier.
I like the tagline. Chew doing.
Chew doing. That's a Jersey line. Chew doing. Hey, chew doing.
Nice. David Burke, you are the super chef. Listen, man, the Drift House down in Seabright.
We're in Saratoga, Seabright, Garden City, Woodpecker Tavern 62.
And the June 12th opening.
And in D.C.
At the BLT Prime, which is spectacular.
So that's the rotation right now, and I'm having fun.
You gave me really a lot of credibility with all the big chefs. When you called, I said, the chef is on the phone, excuse me. And it was great. David, we love having you on the show.
What a beautiful... I mean, just to go in and walk and take a look in, whether you like... President or not, it's really
that's
a spectacular
Trump Hotel's
building.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
It is second to none, as your restaurant is. David Burke right
there. Thank you, guys.
Check out the David Burke cookware right there as well. Piscopo in the morning. Debbie's on the roads. Debbie, we wish you were here. I know you're watching.
Wow. I'm checking out that cookware. It looks beautiful.
On one Tuesday, you got to do all the traffic from here so you can experience the cuisine and the greatness of David Burke, okay?
Yes, I'm going to try to work that out.
You are so odd. Happy National Ketchup Day.
Yes, enjoy, everybody.
823, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's go out to Sunrise Highway, westbound Station Road, getting out toward North Belport. Accident on the shoulder, LIE West at Ocean Ave. That's an accident off of the HOV lane. It's still pretty busy on the FDR Drive in both directions through the 70s because of earlier problems. And traffic is moving slowly at the Hudson River crossings, Lincoln 45, Holland 30, GWB 30. Route 10 is still closed in Livingston with an accident investigation. 202 closed at Broad Street in Reddington. That's a pretty serious accident as well. The Garden State Parkway North at 168. Accident being cleared. The New Jersey Turnpike. Truck lanes north at 12. Accident on the shoulder. Southbound New York State Thruway still kind of busy down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. And on the New England Thruway, south exit 21. A collision cleared out of the way. Checking in on the forecast. Partly cloudy today. High of about 76. Clouds tomorrow. High of 71. Thursday cloudy. High of 72. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970. The Answer.
Okay. All right. David. Yeah, Thursday Garden City. Wow. Okay, you're gonna Google David Burke, and we're gonna put it online. We're gonna put everything online you need to know about David Burke. And appreciate it. I have a cuisine here to die for. Look at this, 5-star all the way. Thank you, David. Hey, let me tell you about Friends Touch of Class. You know what? If you're gonna get married, this is what you got to do. You know, you see people online, they always make the proposal. No, I got where you got to go. Friends Touch of Class. You got to go on a yacht. You go around Manhattan, and you could propose on a yacht. Just a luxury private yacht. And if you got a corporate show, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, birthday party, will you please call Friends Touch of Class? You're going to love it. This is where we do our schmooze cruise. We go around Manhattan at twilight. Oh, it's the best. It is so wonderful to see because it's so beautiful. New York is so beautiful. And when you get a chance to go on a beautiful yacht with the cuisine and the attention that Fran and her staff gives you, and the captain is there, it's spectacular. And you can see the Brooklyn Bridge, and you can see Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty and the Freedom Tower, and then in experience all the greatness of Friends Touch of Class. This is the ultimate experience for your corporate clients, for your birthday, for your something in the family, or I'm telling you, drop to your knee in front of the Statue of Liberty. I'm just saying, you did something that you will never forget, you know? It's FransTouchOfClass.com. You can go to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give Fran a call. She will personally tell you about the cuisine, about all your options. She'll fill you in on the yachts, describe this cuisine, give you the details of all the services provided, all right? Talk to Fran about adding that Touch of Class to your event. And here's a special opportunity. I love this, and you will too. You can go aboard AM970's favorite yacht, the Atlantis. This July 4th, view the fireworks on the East River on an unforgettable dinner cruise with premium food and accommodations. Tickets are just $225. You can call Francesca to learn more. I'll tell you, 4th of July on the Atlantis, doesn't get better than that. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400, or just go to FransTouchOfClass.com.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the SmartWayToBuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the SmartWayToBuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the SmartWayToBuy.com.
Steve Lonnegan is anti-Trump.
In his own words,
the threat to the Republican Party is Trump.
Steve Lonnegan has lost 7 elections in a row and has too much baggage to beat the Democrats.
I've known Lonnegan for 25 years. He's always lost. He's a loser. Check his record. Loss, loss, loss.
Steve Lonnegan, he's just an embarrassment. John McCain will cut our taxes, end sanctuary cities, and secure our borders. John McCain is the conservative Republican we need in Congress.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
By the way, when you're at Friends Touch of Class going around Manhattan, and you want to pick the ring out when you drop to your knee, Frankie, you want to make the nice proposal in front of the Statue of Liberty. God, that would be. I think that will be my next marriage. I'm going to Parry and his Sons first. I'm going to Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. I got to pick out the diamond. When I went up there, I bought my watches up. I told you, Glenn Parian was there, and as Glenn was fixing my watches, Debbie took me around. I saw the most beautiful diamonds at the absolute best prices. And I could tell a clear diamond because I've been married a couple times, so I know what I'm talking about. That you have to go to Parry and Sons. Let Katie and Lisa and Debbie, Maria and Glenn Parry walk you through and serve you and help you pick out the best diamonds. They'll walk you through. You got to have clarity, the character, the cut, and all of that of the diamonds. You have to check all that out, and nobody knows that better than Parian and Sons. Plus, you get that famous diamond buyback guarantee. You can't go wrong there. And I would invite you to take any jewelry that you got laying around going, well, I haven't worn this in a while. Take it to Glenn at Parian Sons, Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Say, please refurbish this because I want to wear it again. That's what I do with all my watches. It's great. It was like I got all brand new jewelry because I took it to Glenn Parian and he fixed them up so nice. Parian and Sons on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or go to ParianDiamonds.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. It's 8:29 right now with Frankie Five Burrows and with Albert. That was so nice. Look at this. I have to do another plug for our friend David Burke. Look at that. David Burke, this is the Natural Chef Series, Essential Cookware for Healthy. Look at it. It's got ceramic. I have three, like what they look like, fry pan sets, and it's got ceramic in it. Look at that. Can you believe it? You can see, like, it's this
non-stick,
is spectacular.
So you don't need to use oil or butter.
And PTFE and PFOA free. This is beautiful. Oven safe to 400 degrees. You know, I cook in the house with the kids. I do all this stuff. I'm making dinner, you know. Sometimes they don't stay. Sometimes they stay. But I'm always cooking. So thank you, David Burke. And this cuisine here from David Burke is great. Now there's another thing. June 12th is the Woodpecker opening. We should drop by. And then he's doing another one, Garden City, on what, the next day?
The 14th, I think he said.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He is on fire. And proud to have him with us here on AM 970 The Answer. It's a Joe on the radio. And then I want to break down the news before we go locally, but I want to read this. This is from Richard Johnson, our buddy, the man who knows New York, from The Post. The White House event celebrating Italian Americans turned into a sing-along when Joe Piscopo performed New York, New York. Kellyanne Conway, who identifies as she's an Italian through her mother, right? Formed a chorus line with Rudy Giuliani, lawyer Arthur Idala, New York City Councilman Joe Borelli. And, there was Andrew Giuliani was there as well. The Italian ambassador was there. That was a great, great event at the White House. I'm pumped up this week about that. I'm feeling good about the country, feeling good about everything that's going on. By the way, Steve Munisteri is Andrew Giuliani's boss down there in the Office of Liaison. I wanted to give Steve a big shout out. Steve Munisteri from Texas. He's a great Italian American, and he helped put this whole thing together as well. So that was really, really a beautiful, beautiful day, and had a great time down there. And I'll tell you what, it was great that the White House reached out to Italian Americans. I'm just saying, for crying out loud. We're always forgotten. Frankie Five Burrows, and we got to break this down. The Supreme Court decision. It stays toward the Bakers in Colorado. I think businesses...
Baker.
So this is not like a broad stroke
right.
for
doesn't
Baker.
Change anything
this
for
is
anything.
A specific incident for right. this happening in this specific
exactly.
town in Colorado. Correct.
That's right.
But I think that you'll agree, and give us a call, 877-970-2999. Listen, I make no apologies. I don't have any people talk about gay marriage. I'm so tired of hearing about it. Who cares? Marry who the heck you want. I'm sorry. Just marry who you want. Okay. No, really. And then I don't worry about that. About gay rights. I support the gay community. The gay community has done so much for the country. If you go to cities like West Hollywood, you go throughout New York and different areas, the gay community comes in. All of a sudden, the real estate values go through the roof. I have immense respect and love for the gay community. But now, so this isn't anti-gay. But if there's a businessman told what to do, if he's a Muslim and he wants to make cakes only for Muslims and not for infidels, the guy should have the right to do it. As I'm saying, he should have the. If it's your business, you should have the right to do it, just like that. You can't dictate that. But that business guy's paying taxes; it's his business. If you don't like it, you go somewhere else. The only problem, dichotomy, which seems a little hypocritical in what I just said, and I'm criticizing myself here, is if you walk in and you have a coffee shop, and then what if this coffee shop owner doesn't like gay marriage, and a gay couple comes in, and then you don't serve a drink of water? That's an assault on civil rights. So what is the difference? Well, I'll try to do
no difference.
Yeah. So
both is someone not wanting to perform a service because of their religious beliefs. So in this particular instance, the baker didn't have to. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's a danger there because then they could, for example, go into a coffee shop. And when you think about black Americans going into the coffee shops in the 1950s.
Well, I think there's very few religions that actually will condone overt racism and not not serving people because they're black.
Yeah. And what's with the, and the baker too. I don't understand the baker why he wouldn't just go, sure, what do you need? Another, you want to?
Well, there are going to be a lot of other cases like this because, yeah, as I mentioned, this was a very limited ruling and only applied to this particular case. It's not, they didn't make a broader, a broader dictum about religious freedom and private business everywhere. So there's going to be other cases involving a florist and a gay wedding and some other things. So the Supreme Court has a lot more to say about this. I imagine next term they will.
Yeah, I understand both sides, but I hate when the government gets in and tells you what to do on that. By the way, the most riveting question, what kind of cake was it? Do we know?
That's a good question. Mm. I don't know. Why don't we cover this with David Burke a few weeks ago? You know, when we had our cake versus pie debate, so many more people, even in the Northeast, seem to be on team pie.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they don't serve pies at weddings and things like that.
Yeah,
So I think that that would be something I'd like to, you know,
because
take
you can
off.
Save cake. You can freeze cake. You can't save pie.
No, cake is a better presentation.
Well, that's
what
too.
I think it is.
I've seen some pies pretty well presented, though. Maybe after we talk about the primaries or everything else that's happening with Mike Gallagher, maybe we can revisit this in the future.
Yeah, Mike coming up now? Is Mike there now?
Let's go to the news, and we'll be back with Mike.
I'm always open for Mike, because I want to talk about this White House ceremony about the Eagles and the primaries.
Yeah, there's a lot to get to, that's for sure.
We will. Because we've only been on the air 2.5 hours. Yeah. We've done everything but. So let's go to news right now with Big Al Gattulo. It's 8:35 on AM 970 The Answer. Then Mike Gallagher, who comes on at 10, will join us right after Al does the news on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
60 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Health insurers in New York State are reportedly asking for an average 24% hike in premiums next year under Obamacare and are blaming the large increase in President Trump's repeal of the mandate requiring everyone have health care coverage. The Post reports that the increase would only have been about 12% had the individual mandate been left in place. The biggest increase request comes from Fidelis, which insures about 40% of New Yorkers. Last year, the State Department of Financial Services approved a nearly 14% rate hike for individual policies. A ride at Six Flags Great Adventure receiving an inspection after leaving passengers trapped in the air for several minutes. The Sky Screamer normally pulls as many as 32 people up 242 feet before spinning and lowering them back to the ground. But on Sunday, the ride got stuck at about its halfway point. The trip normally is less than 3 minutes, but on this occasion, those aboard were stuck for 15 minutes. After its safety sensors put the ride in an emergency stop due to a detected error, no one was reported injured, and the Sky Screamer remained closed yesterday with no word on if it will be running again today. In sports, Yankees split a doubleheader with the Tigers, winning the first game 7-4, losing the nightcap 4-2. The Mets were off. Capitals just one win away from winning a Stanley Cup. They cruise past the Golden Knights 6-2 in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals in D.C. Vegas will host a must-win Game 5 on Thursday. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Watch for stop-and-go traffic as you head to the FDR Drive north, getting up past Towson Street up toward the 60s. Southbound FDR Drive, heavy traffic right through the 70s. Some earlier problems cleared. Traffic is still moving slowly. LIE West out through Woodhaven Boulevard. Westbound belts heavy through Lefferts Boulevard. And stop-and-go on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Clove Road out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Inbound side of the GWB 25, Lincoln 40 in, 10 out. Holland still 30 in. Route 10 still closed over in Livingston with an accident investigation. 202 is closed into Broad Street getting into Reddington. Again, that's an accident investigation there as well, so watch out for some slowdowns. Southbound Thruway, still some stop-and-go traffic at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking in on the forecast for today, partly cloudy, high of 76. Tomorrow, clouds with a high of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970 The Answer.
Look, girls, love your straightener but hate the damage? Give it a little TLC and try Suave Coconut Oil Infusion Shampoo and Conditioner. It smooths hair and makes it look so healthy. So try it for yourself with their money-back guarantee. Suave, for hair you can believe.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. As a broadcaster, I love interviewing compelling guests. And I know AM 970 listeners want the same thing. So here's the deal. Check out my TV series, One-on-One, with me, Steve Adubato, for great conversations with fascinating people. Tune in weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13 at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One on One with Steve Adubato.
Hey, Meg, pass the ketchup if you don't mind.
Sure. Here you go.
I was going to ask, since you pay attention to politics, who are you voting for in the 11th District Republican primary on June 5th?
That's easy. Peter DeNoville.
Peter DeWhat?
DeNoville. Peter DeNoville. He's a former Navy intelligence officer who joined the military right after 9/11, and he's not a politician.
Oh, I like that. But what about Jay Weber?
You mean Trenton insider Jay Weber? Weber's been in Trenton 10 years. The debt's tripled while he's been there. No thanks.
Okay, I'll vote DeNoville on June 5th.
You better. DeNoville's a businessman who wants to stop Congress from growing the national debt. And DeNoville advised President Trump's transition team on national security.
Wow, DeNoville advise the president's team on national security? Impressive.
I know, right? So vote DeNoville for Congress in the Republican primary on June 5th.
I'm Peter DeNoville, candidate for the 11th Congressional District. I approve this message, paid for by Peter DeNoville for Congress, Inc.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:40 right now. I love telling you about MakeSpace because I've been through storage, through the divorces. Oh, my Lord, yes. It's but you know, where are you going to put your stuff? Get out of the house. Okay, you have no place to put anything. I wish they had MakeSpace when I went through all that. MakeSpace is it just totally reinvents storage. And now summer's here. You know, you want to get through a lot of stuff. You want to just store it. There's a team of professional movers at MakeSpace. They will come to you with free packing supplies, pick up as little or as much as you want, move it into safe and secure storage. They'll do it for you. You don't even have to remember what you pack. This is what I love. You go in, you go to the MakeSpace app, you can see the pictures of what you stored, then you click on what you need, boom, they'll bring it right to your house. This is one of the greatest inventions I've ever heard. MakeSpace. Just think of that, if you would. MakeSpace. They made storage so incredibly simple. They do it all. Packing, transporting, storing, everything. Now, book before June 30th. And MakeSpace will give you $100 off your first month at MakeSpace.com/Piscopo. Only for the month of June. Get $100 off at MakeSpace.com/Piscopo. Please remember this. You're going to love it. MakeSpace.com/Piscopo.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
Oh, thank God for Mike Gallagher. 8:42.
God for Joe Piscopo.
It's like one of
listen
those
to you. I'm reading about you in all the papers, hanging out with Rudy. Master of ceremonies,
hey,
Rudy's big birthday party.
How about
hopping to the stars?
How about
who's got it better than you?
Excuse me, Mr. the President's favorite radio broadcaster. Excuse me just for a second.
Where's
Mike Gallagher? Where's Mike Gallagher?
You want me to be humbled? You want me to humble you?
Go ahead.
I humble you?
Please.
I'm going to tell you a Rudy story.
Okay.
Now, I've got a bit of a history with Rudy because, you know, for years I did the morning show at the, you know, down the dial.
Yes.
And it was the president's choice of radio station at the time. Now I'm confident he's right where he belongs at AM 970, The Answer, with his buddy Joe Piscopo.
But
there were many, many mornings where it was an interesting dynamic because if he was in his car going to work and we were on the radio talking about something, he didn't quite like what he heard, he'd call in. He'd call in Rudy or Christine Lodigano. They'd call in off air. His aide at the time. And they'd call in and they'd say, oh, now, Mike, you're not really on board on this one, and let's tell you why. And I'm like, okay, you know, I appreciate that. You know how that is when you got people that, but that was the relationship we had. And then one day, one glorious day after the Yankees won the World Series, I got to MC the World Series celebration downtown.
You did that?
Now I did that.
That was you. I was there.
That was me.
Oh,
I was there.
Remember?
Well, and it was the shock of my life because Rudy, being a lovable, warm, emoting Italian came out on the stage. My wife and kids were in the audience. It was so fun. And he gave me a big kiss on the lips when I introduced him. So I said, well, it's an Italian thing. You know, I just, you know, I'm an Irish guy from Ohio. I hadn't had that happen before with a mayor of New York, but that's all right.
Great.
So that was one of my warm memories. Fast forward about, I don't know, 20 years, 8, 15, 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Last year, Rudy is at Fox News. In the evening, he's there with Andrew. He had just done a hit. He's walking out that side entrance, and I see him, and I go running up to him. Mayor, how you been? Mike Gallagher. Now, if the look he got on his face was that I was a mugger, that I was attacking him, he had no idea. He barely gave me a look of acknowledgement.
Oh, come on.
I felt so embarrassed. And Now, Andrew was nice. Andrew was so the mayor went out the door. I stood there with my tongue in my hand and just my jaw on the sidewalk. I was mortified. I thought, I've just made such a fool out of myself.
No.
So he had, and hey, who knows? Maybe he wasn't feeling good. Maybe he
when
just
I
was
with
hurry.
Him, we were at the White House. The first thing he said, oh, I feel so bad about Mike Gallagher when he came over to me.
Yeah. You're Mr. Diplomat.
I feel so bad.
He said that Mark Gallagher, I just missed him so much. But Andrew, listen, this has happened. Can I tell you that's happened twice in my life with famous people, which is, you know, I just have this effect on people. Two people that's happened to. May I tell you who they are?
Please.
Rudy Giuliani was number one.
Uh-oh.
And I went running. I mean, it's like, I think maybe I was just so excited to see him, and he thought, get this nut away from me. But he did. He just didn't act like him. No idea.
I'm sure somebody was grabbing to go something to do the next
thing. It was, nice to see you, gotta go. That's what it basically was. No, believe me, it was a kick in the eyes. So he goes out in the car. It also happened one other time in my career. I got a job down the hall from a fellow named Rush. He was always very nice to me, nice in the halls. I mean, we shared. I mean, he's not a real social guy, but he's a nice enough guy.
Sure.
And my first year on the job, I'm Mr. Hotshot. You know, I'm doing the mornings at this big station. And he comes back from like a 2-week vacation. I see him all the way down the hall. And the halls down there were huge. I mean, the 2 Penn Plaza, big, long hallways.
Yeah.
And there he was. Oh, he's back from vacation. I'm going to welcome him back from vacation. I take my fat fanny, and I go running all the way down that hall to welcome him back. I got to him. He looks at me, turns around, walks right away from me. So I walked all the way back down to my office with my tail between my legs thing, and that didn't go well.
No.
So believe me, don't big shot me, mister, because I've had my moments of sheer humbledness.
You know what? You are one of the most humble guys. I was thinking about when you and I first met, and we were, and I did a hit. And were you at the Empire State Building then, Mike?
I think we
before.
Were. Yeah, we were. We were
and
at the
I
Empire
went on,
State Building.
And it was
and
when,
we were so excited to have you on.
Well, you and I had the best discussion because I'm always into politics, but I remember not a big W fan. You were spoken in very well on behalf of the president at the time.
Right.
And we went back and forth, but it was so civil, Mike. It was civil.
It was a good
the conversation was good. And
it
I don't
was
know.
Policy.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
It was civility. It was me respecting you. You had an appreciation for what I did for a living.
Absolutely.
I, of course, had been a fan of yours for many, many years, so it was a great kick for me. And yeah, we can have, I mean, look at what now we're looking around at what they're saying about Melania, and she's got robot legs, and ha, 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 and she's an automaton, and Melania hasn't been seen. CNN has got the Melania watch.
Yeah.
She had some surgery. My gosh. I had a guy on my team had surgery. You get to rest after. You get to recuperate. You get to, but it's so nasty.
I know. She's such a nice gal, too. By the way, in regards to the White House event for the Italians down in the executive office building, we're up there. Rudy's up there. Rudy's magnificent, as always. And then Kellyanne shows up with her children. In Catholic school uniforms, by the way, Mike.
Sure.
And she
sure.
picks one up, Charlotte. She picks Charlotte up. She and Kellyanne, you know what? She's a bundle of energy and positive energy, it is. Then who shows up? Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And he was just an hour earlier with Kim Jong-chol walking down that whole little area there with the President of the United States. He took the time with his wife, Susan, to come pay respects to his heritage.
Wow.
How
so
great.
Neat.
I tell you, this is a classy guy. And then Arthur Idala. I had Arthur, our buddy, who loved that. Just to turn it local.
Love Arthur. No,
well,
oh, love
he
Arthur.
He could be embarrassing in public. But aside from that, it's just like he went.
Arthur sent Go ahead. He went. I got to tell you an Arthur story.
He goes, picture, a picture. We got to get a picture. It. And I love him for that. And I look at him and say, Arthur, if you get a picture of me and Mike Pompeo, I'm going to love you forever. And that, darn if he didn't take the picture. And he didn't say, and to Arthur's credit, he didn't go, hey, I want to get in the picture too. He took the picture.
He got it for you.
The Secretary of State swings to Arthur in a really powerful, points to Arthur and goes, I want that picture. Boom, like that. That was a great moment.
Cool. That's very great. That's a big money. Well, Arthur had your back.
He did.
That's
really
what he
did.
He had your back. He sent me something last week because I opened Friday night here in Dallas in Guys and Dolls.
I'm
playing Nicely Johnson. Well, Arthur Idala played Nicely back in school many years ago.
Yeah.
And so his mom, who listens to you and to me and
saw
all
Marianne last night. Yep, got it.
Wonderful, wonderful lady, Marianne. She found the program that Arthur was in, the school program, Arthur Idala, Artie, as Nicely Johnson, and sent it to
That's
so he sent
great.
A picture of it to me. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. You know, it's a great musical that a lot of people have great memories about.
Did you get the flowers that we sent for opening night? Frank?
Opening is Friday, so you've still got time. So tell Frank, this is Tuesday. They'll get here on time. Majestic Theater, Elm Street, Dallas, Texas. Send to the stage door. Majestic Theater, Elm Street. I expect flowers. I expect some candy. I expect today, by the way, Mr. Theater Guy, here's a quiz for you. Let's see how good you are, Mr. Broadway.
I'm not,
Mr. Broadway star.
You're like the savant. You're the theater savant, but go ahead.
This is a new one to me. We're having the Vondel probe. You ever heard of it? You've heard of the Sitz probe, right?
Yeah, but please. It sounds something very, very nasty that a doctor does with a glove. I don't want to think about it.
I know. It's a medical procedure. The Sitz probe, for theater fans, is when you, the first time you go through the show with the orchestra, basically just seated. You don't do any movement, don't do any blocking.
Right. Staging. Okay.
The Vondel probe is when you're far enough along in the rehearsal process that you can, for the first time, work with the orchestra and move around a little bit and do some blocking some staging.
So that's
the Vondel probe.
Vondel probe?
We're on tonight. Vondel probe. And then tomorrow and Thursday, and then we open. They're sold out Friday night too. By the way, opening night is sold out already.
I'm
ready.
But you're making me feel bad, man. You're doing your morning show, and then you're going on stage for 2.5 hours
every day. Every day.
Now, see, I took off Friday because, God forbid, I took a train to Washington. Now you're making us all look bad,
Mike. Oh, you take off when you get a little bit of a wheezy, a little water in your eye. I mean, you're the big star. Oh, I do admit I'm taking Monday off. After the run of the show, I'm taking Monday. But back Tuesday in time for news about the President's Summit. We're going to be talking about that today. Of course, the President announcing that the Eagles won't attend the White House ceremony.
Yeah.
Great, brilliant decision. Yeah. You respect the flag. You respect your country. If you don't want to do it, then stay home. I love it.
Yeah.
We'll get into Mueller's claim that Manafort tried to tamper with witnesses. Where is this thing going? And even Bill Clinton saying he doesn't owe Monica an apology.
Yeah, it's wild.
Even in wake of the Me Too movement. So we've got some pretty good show material today, Mr. Piscopo.
We appreciate it, Mr. Gallagher.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
My dear friend, break a leg. With all love.
Thank you, my dear friend.
We're thinking about you. Okay,
Thank
Mike,
you.
Thanks
all
for
right.
joining
See
us.
You soon.
Go get him, Mike. Mike Gallagher right there, 8:51. He's gone at 10 o'clock. He said, what do you got?
I hit the wrong button.
That's okay. I thought you were putting some Guys and Dolls in there.
No.
Debbie is out there on the roads at 8:51 with Joe Piscopo on the radio with Alan, Frank, and Deb.
Mm-hmm.
And Deb, how are we doing traffic-wise this morning? Dariusz, 8:52 right now.
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, guys. Let's take a spin over to the westbound belt, getting right into Springfield Boulevard. That's an accident waiting for you there. Traffic is still moving solely on the Deegan southbound, getting down toward the Cross Bronx. Bronx River Parkway southbound slowing down through the 230s as well, down past the Bronx Zoo. Route 10 is closed in Livingston. Ongoing accident investigation. 3 eastbound slowing down at Route 17 through the construction zone. 1 and 9 north at Hackensack Ave in Kearney. That's a collision as well. Watch for some slowdowns as you head to the southbound New York State Thruway, picking up some volume down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge, and traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you over on 95 New England Thruway, South Exit 21 into Port Chester, with an accident cleared out of the way. Some stop-and-go traffic on the LIE westbound out through South Oyster Bay Road. You have more volume heading right out through Woodhaven Boulevard, and again, traffic is moving slowly still on the FDR Drive North, Houston Street through the 60s. Southbound FDR Drive, still a lot of volume heading down toward the 70s. Alternate side in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream.
Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Mayor de Blasio just proposed an $89 billion budget that's more expensive than the budget of Florida, with twice as many people, the budgets of 45 other states, the budget of Los Angeles nine times over, the cost of the U.S. Department of State twice, the annual war in Afghanistan, the market value of Starbucks, the market value of Time Warner. Well, you get the point. Mayor de Blasio's budget is a cost New Yorkers just can't afford. Visit ReclaimNYNow.org to learn more.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779. Don't wait. Call now. 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779.
Just if I give me the Duracin for me, and I'm blowing my nose. I don't want to get anybody else. There's no germs. I don't have any germs at all. Thank you, Al. Thank you. That'd be perfect, perfect, just like that. Hey, can I tell you about the Bramnick Law Firm, please? If you've been in an accident, you got to check out the Bramnick Law Firm. John and Brent Bramnick and their 18 lawyers are standing by to answer your questions. During the past 30 years, John Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents and always on a contingency basis. No recovery, no fee. And during the past 30 years, the Bramnick Firm has always been they have provided free consultations. You hear what Joey's telling you on the radio. If you're watching on YouTube and on Facebook, hi, please remember, free consultations from the Bramnick Law Firm. They will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. Feel free to call 7 days a week and get answers about your claim. 877-423-4878, the Bramnick Law Firm. This is about auto accidents. We're talking about negligence, malpractice, work-related claims. 877-423-4878. 4878 or go to johnbramnick.com, johnbramnick.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Lumberger's a meteorologist at the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joey. How you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic. How are you, Joe?
Good, good. We're up and we're at it. I'm getting over my little allergy thing. Oh, my gracious me. I've had it. I'm like sniffling and doing and thinging, and it's like I'm done with it. I'm done with it.
Pollen or something like
that? Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. But no infection, thank God. But, you know, it's just annoying and stuff. But we listen, we could make it. Joe, tell me about tomorrow. I want to know when the warm days are. Wednesday,
warm days are
Wednesday
not
tomorrow.
The next 3 days.
Oh,
not
see,
the next 3 days.
That's because I have like an hour or two to myself the night tomorrow, and
of
then
course.
Then when I work through Thursday and Friday, it's going to be beautiful those days.
Friday gets warm.
See?
We're back up to 80 degrees.
That's because I'm working all day. Of
you
course,
work all day. Naturally. And I'll be off on Friday, and I'll be enjoying the sunshine.
Oh, and you deserve it, Joe. You're unbelievable. Hey, and weather-wise for the weekend, please.
The weekend it'll be in the 70s to near 80, but I think scattered showers throughout the weekend.
All right, Joe Lumberg, we love you, man. Appreciate you always jumping on the air with us, my friend. And I'll talk to you a little while. Joe Lumberg giving us the whole breakdown, 8:57 right now. So we have a beautiful gal listening that I saw on Facebook. She's listens in Italy every morning. Do you know what I'm telling you? Italy, every morning. She listens on AM970Answer.com. She wrote a little note to me and said, Joe, can I come in the studio? Lauren Lombardo, Staten Island girl. Lauren, welcome to the program.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. You live in Rome?
Yes.
From Staten Island?
Yes.
Where were you brought up in Staten Island?
Arrakar, Old Town area.
Sure.
Yeah.
And what made you move to Rome?
Oh, I didn't start off in Rome. I started off in Sorrento.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. And I was organizing little groups of kids.
Yes, I remember.
The Comune, which is their town hall.
Yeah.
And during the summers there, I would have these art lessons, painting,
for kids.
Painting with kids outside.
Your paintings are extraordinary, girl.
Thank
I see them online.
Thank you very much.
And we are just, you, I tell you what, thank you for listening. It meant a lot. So when you wanted to come visit, it's not much. This is all you get right here, girl.
This is wonderful. I'm so happy to be home in my city. You know, everyone would ask me, what are you doing here?
Yeah,
from New York. Yeah. And I'm like, it's the same when we come around.
It is, Lauren. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome
thank
home,
you.
Girl.
Thank
and thanks for listening always.
Thank
you. Joe Piscopo on the radio. A couple minutes away from 9 o'clock. We're coming right back at you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.